our message is the same age-old message of life. We have understood, we have taught in the world for half a century. Life is bliss, free from problems. It's not necessary to suffer. And now we are getting into a shortcut. Every education minister today has a chance of introducing in his education some simple technique, some simple natural insights into the total reality of life, which the physical sciences have explored in terms of unified field, which the ancient Vedic wisdom has located in the self-referral consciousness of everyone, which the religious leaders throughout the ages have been singing in the praise of the Almighty, Omniscient, Omnipresent God within the individual. The divine in man has been the song of all the wise throughout the ages, and the same song we are singing. We are not happy when we see around us different systems of suffering and all those problems and all those negativity. It's completely not necessary for anyone to suffer, because everyone's self is in the nature of bliss. And it's completely not necessary for anyone to make mistake, because everyone's self is total knowledge. Ved is total knowledge, and Ved is the nature of the self, and bliss is the nature of the self. And even in the outside world, everyone wants to move in the direction of greater joy. Wherever there is greater joy, there is the direction of everyone's activity, because the innermost of everyone is really the lighted lamp of total knowledge, total organizing power of knowledge. It's all bliss. So it's not necessary for the people to suffer, and we are inviting, we have been inviting, and our predecessors, our forefathers have been inviting the generations in which they were talking to have that knowledge, to have that experience of the inner being, inner self, self-referral consciousness in every way, from every field of knowledge. People have been proving to themselves in every generation, the light of God is within you. The man was made in the image of God. Very simple words, no complication, no complexities, straight, direct vision, direct, total knowledge. And wherever total knowledge, there is total organizing power of knowledge. So with total knowledge of the self, in the self-referral state of consciousness, which we have been teaching through simple technique of transcendental meditation, and now we are wanting everyone in every country, through the education department of every government, to unfold that inner content of life. It's very simple. To light the lamp is so easy. And just that process of lighting the lamp, enough to eliminate all these difficulties in the darkness. This peace government that has been worded, peace government is not a new thing. Only the expression is a new expression. But even then, peace is a very old expression. Government is a very, very old expression. So even peace, government, not new expressions, but mankind has been going through trials with regard to governments, trials, monarchy, democracy, and all those different systems of administration. And at present, there is that system which we want to finish off as soon as possible. Like other systems of government, this democracy also has to go, because democracy has become a false notion. Dictatorship is taking over, has taken over. One man's rule has taken over, and people in their search for an ideal administration, they would try anything. Even a man who has spoiled his brain physiology through all the drugs, he becomes the ruler of a country, and he takes everyone to destroy, to destroy, to destroy. People begin to follow him. Maybe, maybe he is able to deliver heaven to us. Maybe he is destroying the hell, and maybe after destroying the hell, he will create a heaven. Like that, the hope of man. But it's not necessary to go that way. Ages have gone through trying different systems of administration. And now we are proud to say we have in our grip, we have in our understanding, we have the practical methodology of self-rule, which Dr. Hegelin had just explained. Self-rule. Self-rule. Swaraj, swa. The rule of the self. anywhere ruling is, it's always on the basis of the self, self-rule. A man is 10% drowsy. He rules with his drowsy intellect, drowsy concepts, drowsy actions. A man is 25% awake. He rules with that wakefulness. That much only, that much only. And all levels of consciousness are there in every generation, all levels. Mature people are there, half-mature are there, immature are there. That's what makes a world. All kinds of people are there in the world, and everyone is trying to be better and better and better and better. Now, with the introduction of the constitution of the universe, those laws of nature which govern life in the ever-expanding diversity of the universe, that is very clearly available to us, practically available, theoretically available, mathematically available, physiologically available, in every way it is available to us for its authenticity in the field of knowledge, for its practicality in the field of action. So the concept of the peace government is a concept of peace, is an innocent, natural concept for a perfect level of living and for a perfect level of administration of living. Education, health, agriculture, defense, all these different things that we always proclaim to the world, that with all this knowledge, perfection can belong to everyone's life. And perfection means that orderly evolution which belongs to natural law. Natural law. And we have in our possession all the, what we want to say, text, even the text of the law books are with us. They are called Smritis, they are called Puranas, they are called Shrutis, they are called together, all together, Veda. They are called scripts of consciousness. All that one speaks, whether man or a bird or the ants, and anything that reverberates, that speaks that language whereby communication to the environment is available. All these birds, all these monkeys, tigers, birds, everything. All these, now we go on to that, all these galaxies speak to each other. Solar systems speak to each other. The sun speaks to each other, moon speaks to each other, stars whisper to each other. That is the language of nature, natural law, which communicates, which facilitates communication, which means union of one with the other, relationship of one with the other. And all these relationships are so beautifully laid out in the Vedic literature. So man is endowed with all that he needs to be I want to use the word, all that a man wants to be, perfect. Perfect. Today we are in a position, theoretically, practically, we are in a position to use the word perfect for everyone's life. On the level of administration, perfect will be peace.